This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. You know, I have met and interviewed so many celebrities over the career that I've had. And I got to tell you something, one guy I never saw in concert and never interviewed and always regretted it was the genius of Ray Charles. And his son is going to be joining us on the show this second hour, Ray Charles Jr. He's written a book called You Don't Know Me, and I think you'll enjoy what he has to say about this legendary and fantastic composer, singer, and engineer, because he did all the engineering on his records. From Dirty Jobs, Mr. Dirt is here, Mike Rowe, and in our lifestyle segment, Colleen McGreary talking about how to stay financially safe during the holidays, and the toy expert, Elizabeth Warner. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
By government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation, and now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And our next guest and I have a couple of things in common. Aside from the fact that we both follow Richard Petty's career during his heyday as the king of the NASCAR circuit.
Yeah.
He loves that song. I love that song. And we both love the man who sang it. Joining us right now is the son of the great Ray Charles Robinson Jr. Hello, Ray. How are you, my friend?
Thank you so much, Ron, for having me on your show.
Well, I have to tell you something. In the 6 decades that I've been in the music business,
yes,
I always wanted to see your dad. I saw Elvis. I saw Sinatra. I saw Paul McCartney. The man I wanted to see, and I never got a chance to, was your father. He was the best. He was the best.
Yeah, well, you missed something in concert. You truly missed something, but his music still lives.
Oh, it lives. It lives, and it was just as great today. It's like fine wine. But, Ray, I want to thank you for writing this book, which is entitled You Don't Know Me, one of your favorite songs, as it is mine, of your dad.
Yes.
This book is it, warts and all, isn't it, Ray?
Well, I believe that It is a great intimate look, my personal intimate look of my father, our family, our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything, you know, You Don't Know Me is everything that you did not see in the movie Ray or read about in my father's memoir, Brother Ray. So I believe that you and the readers and the fans will come to understand his triumphs, his accomplishments in a new, complete way.
And Ray, it was a very different life, wasn't it? I mean, the persona that we saw on stage, he was warm to you and his children, but yet there were times where he was standoffish. We know, of course, of some of the problems that he had. When you saw his problems early on in life, you couldn't understand it. I mean, you went to Whittier College, same college that President Nixon went to.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you fell into the same trap that he fell into.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to be so descriptive about that night that I stepped into that house. It was like the precept, where they collected souls. And that was really knowing yourself, going against yourself, and it was a bad decision. And I knew that the moment that I did that, it was almost like I was talking to the devil himself.
You know, I'm familiar with that area of California, and you are a very good writer because you vividly explained how you went up Laurel Canyon Road, and you feel like you are really there. Some of these items we knew about Ray. We knew he flew an airplane. I knew he was in an accident with his Corvette. But I didn't realize that he used to put together the Christmas toys on Christmas morning. He loved that, and
yes,
that he fixed his own airplane one time.
Yes, he did, and you know that was one of his main things. He loved to hear the joy from us on Christmas morning, and hearing us open the presents, and that was the main story that I wrote about. You know, when he came out of rehab, the morning that I just sat on the stairs and I watched him and listened to him as he sang Christmas carols to himself, and after he had put a new 10-speed under the tree, and he was running his hands over the tree and singing to himself. And I guess, you know, that particular Christmas, his soul, his mind, and his body were at peace, and his soul came back with joy. And I had a chance to experience that when everybody else was asleep that morning.
That is a great story, Ray. I got to tell you something, and especially the part where you scared him when he went after the cookies. But that was a great, great story. It truly was.
Not coming.
Oh, wow. You can almost see that. Now, you talk about a very frightening experience because he used to go into his office, and you didn't go in there unless you knocked on the door. But one very frightening situation that you saw where he cut himself and almost lost his life.
Yeah, you know, that was a turning point in his life, though, I believe. And I believe that was a godsend. And even if he didn't recognize it at the time, I think he recognized it the day that he made a decision to go into rehab. But let me explain to you, there wouldn't have been a story beyond that night if I had not disobeyed my mother and gotten out of bed because I heard noises coming from his office. And I had heard them before. I just truly believe God had intervened in his life and given him another chance, and you truly get a chance to feel that and live that.
There's no question about it that he lived a full life, but when I go back, and I know the story so well because I really did love your dad, I really did. In my mind, as it is in millions of people around the world, he was a genius. There's no question about it. I have a friend of mine by the name of Tony Gumino. Do you know Tony?
Tony?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, Tony had shown me some footage one time of him in his recording studio, how he would walk around in that studio like he knew everything where everything was.
Well, he did.
And it was amazing that he came down here to Florida when he was only 7 or 8 years old to go to this blind school. I mean, he just had a life that was so full of experiences that I don't think the normal person, the person that didn't have the drive and the confidence and everything that he had, could have done. I couldn't have done it.
Well, you know, he felt that, you know, he wasn't blind. He just felt that he could not see, and he wanted to experience everything that life had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And he approached a lot of things as if he couldn't see, but I think there were limits to his sight, but there weren't many. And typical example, me, Sharon, I mean, I have the same story, which is in my book. I talk about him bringing me into his life and sharing the studio with me and teaching me about music, what to listen for and the notes, why he would sing a verse the way he would sing it, and listening to his voice, I mean, was in you know, it was almost like I was in a trance. I was listening to his music and listening to how he made that music before it ever went on the shelves, and that was a truly, truly enriching experience, and it also was our relationship through the music, which we shared over the years.
Incredible, incredible insight to what you saw. You talk about the fact, and again, I go back to your writing skills, about just touching his face and explaining how his face was with kind of a day-old beard and kind of a rough, leathery skin. It's written very, very well, Ray, I want to tell you.
I truly appreciate that. I just wanted to be there. This is a story about my mother as well.
Sure it is, yes.
About her strength and her holding this family together during the turbulence in which they experience, okay? It's a true testament to her and her love for him and what she tried to do with her family to get him to settle down. And even though it may not have been a fairy tale ending, it almost was.
You talk about the ending. It was a sad ending, though, as far as your ability to take part in the funeral and everything, because there was a Mr. Adams who stood in the way of a lot of things that was very close to him from a business standpoint. And towards the end of the book, when I got to that part, I almost resented him.
Well, I would say this. I feel sorry for him that he had to do that to his to Ray Charles' family.
Yes.
I feel that my father didn't know him the way he thought. And for him to... For our family to be under lock and key, we cannot have our own private memorial. For us to be locked out and learn about our father's death on national television, and we're not, I was never called. So, you know, that's for the public to judge him, okay? It's not for me to do it, and, you know, it's sad, and I feel sorry for him that he even had to feel that he had to exercise that kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
We're talking to Ray Charles Robinson, Jr., the son of the genius of Ray Charles, and Ray Charles, Jr. has a new book out. I have it right here in my hand, You Don't Know Me, from, of course, the song of the same name, and we're going to pause for just a second, but we will be back with more, and Ray Charles, Jr., don't go away.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data insights seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Georgia. Georgia.
That's the man who had more soul and a baby finger than people have in their entire body. The genius of Ray Charles. We're talking to his son, Ray Charles Robinson Jr. He has a brand new book out about his dad called You Don't Know Me. And I got to tell you something. This is a terrific book. He's a great young man. And he talks about everything in this book. Ray Charles Jr. is our guest. It's a great book, though, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. Talks about priorities. Your dad had what you talk about, three priorities. This may sound cold and callous. For some reason, you forgive Ray Charles for having these priorities. His music, his family was actually third, you said.
You know, but music, I don't excuse the infidelities, but I understand what he was looking for in those infidelities. And so understanding that, you have to forgive him, because I don't think he understood really what he was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand that he was searching. And, you know, I want the public to know that he loved his family deeply. He was a great man with great insight. He truly believed in us, and he believed in me. And he loved me, and he loved his family.
I tell you what, you are very lucky to have that name. You really are. My dear late friend Ed McMahon told me of a story that I watched on TV. Oh, yeah, and he loved your dad. And I got to tell you, I saw the night on The Tonight Show where he berated a drummer, and afterwards Carson came to him and he says, Ray, there's a drummer that's looking for an apology. And he says, I'll tell you what. He says, bring the whole band out there, because when I apologize to the drummer for berating him on television, I berated him in front of the band, I will apologize to him in front of the band. That's the kind of guy Ray Charles was.
Yes, that's right. And he loved his fans, as I stated before. They loved him. It was a true love affair with them. And that was his lifeblood. That was the air that he breathed. And that was his muse. And I understood why that came first. It had to. He wouldn't have been able to survive without it.
He was the best. He really was.
Yes, he was.
And I congratulate you. I failed to mention in the introduction that you are an independent film producer, co-produced Ray Charles' 50 Years of Music, along
yes.
with co-producing Ray. And Ray, I want to tell you, if you ever come to Florida, please let me know. I would love to be your friend.
I truly appreciate the warm welcome of this book, and I had questions about it before, but I truly... In something negative, there's always something positive if you're looking for that. And I think that they found something even greater, his humanity. And I think that I'm good with that.
Yeah, you are.
Very much.
And you're a good writer, too. And I got to tell you something, no matter what they say, if there's some negative things about a man's life, you just look over him because he gave so much to everybody. I mean,
the point is of this is that we all made mistakes.
That's right.
And forgiveness at the end of the day is what it's all about.
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
He forgave me and I forgave him. And God forgives all. So, I mean, forgiveness is the message. And if you know the perils of something, you don't have to, it's about good decisions and bad decisions at the end of the day. And I'm here, and I've been fruitful, and I'm blessed, and I hope this book blesses someone else.
Well, I tell you what, it certainly did me. The name of the book is You Don't Know Me, of course, The Reflections of My Father, Ray Charles, taken after that great song that I just absolutely love, but it's one of many.
It is a great, let me tell you.
You know, I'm a singer, and I sing that song, and I got to tell you something. I sit back, and I think to myself, if I could only sing it like the man, because nobody can.
Nobody can sing. It like that.
When you're a singer, you got to be a real fool to do a cover of a Ray Charles song.
Well, I'm sure he would appreciate the thought.
Well, thank you, Ray. And again, if you're down in Orlando, let us know. We'd love to have you come down here.
Thank you so much for your warm welcome.
Oh, it's from the heart. You Don't Know Me. It's out in bookstores right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a must read from Ray Charles Robinson Jr., the son of the genius of Ray Charles.
And they can go to www.raycharlesjr.com.
Oh, that sounds great, and we will do that. Thanks, Ray.
I appreciate your time. Fantastic. I truly appreciate your warm welcome, and this is fantastic. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. Have
Bye-bye.
A great day.
Ray Charles Jr. has been our guest, talking about his legendary dad, Ray Charles. And we're going to play a little production that we made specially for this interview after talking to Ray Charles Jr., and this is a tribute to his dad, Brother Ray.
And there is one musical legend that has never been imitated. Why? Because it's impossible. No other talent has the ability to portray the feeling deep within, like the genius of Brother Ray.
Georgia. Georgia.
He was born Ray Charles Robinson on September 23, 1930, in Albany, Georgia, and grew up in Greenville, Florida. At the age of 5, Ray began to lose his sight. By age 6, he was completely blind from glaucoma. His mother sent him to the St. Augustine School for the Deaf and Blind, where he studied classical music composition in Braille. When his mother died in 1946, he left school to play in various Florida dance bands. At the end of 1947, no longer using his last name, Ray moved to Seattle, Washington.
Born to lose.
In 1949, Ray signed a deal with Jack Lauderdale's Swingtime Records out of Los Angeles. His first single release was Confession Blues. Early in 1951, Ray hit the rhythm and blues charts in a big way. His record of Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand charted at number 7. Around this time, Ray signed with Atlantic Records and toured New Orleans, where he worked with Guitar Slim as arranger and keyboardist.
Oh, it's crying time again.
When Ray signed with ABC Paramount Records in 1959, he was an immensely popular and well-respected recording artist. But within his first 3 years at ABC, Ray Charles was able to stretch both his creative genius and break the cultural boundaries that entrapped many black artists of the time. In 1962, Ray Charles did something no one else did. Fused country and western music with soul.
Unchain my heart.
In fact, Ray Charles is the only artist that can combine rock, soul, country, rhythm and blues, and swing together and make it work.
You give your hand to me.
Nobody in the history of contemporary music makes you feel the lyrics quite like Ray Charles. If greatness, genius, and style makes a musical legend, then there is only one that stands the highest on that mountain. And that one is Ray Charles.
Hey, mama, won't you keep me wrong? Come and love you, daddy, all night long.
A pause, but we'll be right back with more all across the USA and around the world. And a little reminder to you, check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7, and you and I can become friends together. Also, visit segisings.com, which explains everything there is to know about our concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arguably had the best night of anyone on Election Day, trouncing his Democratic opponent on his way to re-election and cementing himself as the Republican Party's new rising star. What comes next is trickier, though. Even before the contest in Georgia between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, headed for a December 6th runoff, a staggering $262 million has already been spent on the race. Now, political analysts expect the campaigns to unleash an advertising blitz and boost spending to levels approaching the historic runoffs in Georgia 2 years ago. A federal judge in Texas ruled that President Joe Biden's plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt was unlawful and must be vacated. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. I think this is the first time that Mike's been on our show, and I am very excited to talk to him. His hit series is coming back January 2nd, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on Discovery, and then will also stream on Discovery Plus. This show is a huge, huge hit. Joining us right now from Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe. Hey, Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. I'm sorry it's taken so long for me to be on your program. Always wanted to chat with you.
I've been going down all the things that I've watched you do over many, many years on this show, and I realize that things like testing a shark suit, inspecting a sewer, inseminating a cow come way before our show, so I can certainly understand how busy you've been.
It's been a hectic couple of decades, Ron, to be honest.
You know what I found interesting is that, you know, you have a successful career as a television host, QVC, a writer, a producer, actor, spokesperson, a singer. I don't know how many people know this or not. I think now with his appearances on Fox, everybody knows it. But he was an accomplished opera singer and did a performance of Rigoletto. But you actually got this idea through a miscalculation of pitching this show, Dirty Jobs?
Well, everything's a miscalculation, Ron. At some point, you know, in this business, you just do the best you can. You play the cards you have, and you wait and see how much of the mud you throw against the wall sticks. But, yeah, Dirty Jobs was simply a one-hour pilot for my granddad, you know, a man who went to the seventh grade but turned into a very successful tradesman. And I just wanted to put something on the television that, you know, that looked like work, but once we got it on the air, oh, man, the letters that came in from people, not who necessarily loved me or loved the show, but who loved the idea of celebrating work. I got thousands of letters from people saying, boy, you should meet my grandfather, my cousin, my uncle, my brother, my dad, my mom, my sister. Wait till you see what they do. And so Dirty Jobs started just as a real simple, honest look at work and turned into a love letter to labor. It's been on for nearly 20 years now. I don't know how to stop it.
I give you an enormous amount of credit because it is true. So many times people in this, well, not only in our business, but all kinds of businesses, they want to be the top of the top floor in the big office in the corner. And, you know, anything that has to do with getting your hands dirty. Gee, I'm kind of describing myself a little bit here. Kind of getting your hands dirty is not what everybody gets up in the morning and strives to. And this really proves that without people like yourself who profile people like your grandfather, this country wouldn't move.
Well, look, there's nothing wrong with a career in the corner office. But if we forget how to build the corner office, mm-hmm. or if we lose our wonder for the miracle of modern electricity, you know, flicking a switch and having the light come on is kind of a big deal. You know, flushing the toilet and having the poop go away, it's kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We start forgetting, you know, where our food comes from, and we start forgetting about the people who build the bridges and maintain the roads and all of that. Then we're in real trouble. And I'm afraid, Ron, we are. You know, there are 11 million open positions right now in this country, most of which don't require a four-year degree. They require training. They require a willingness to work. That's what Dirty Jobs is about. It's a love letter to those people. It's a lighthearted look at an honest day's work through the eyes of an apprentice. And that's me. I never thought I would be an apprentice for 20 years, but you know what?
Well, it's worked.
By me.
It's worked for you. You're right about that. You know, when I was growing up, everybody pitched college. You got to go to college. You got to go to college. And I did because my father said I'd like to have a son that graduated from college. And I used it on occasions. There is so much beyond that that's so important to this country. And I think that's what you're portraying and conveying with the show, aside from the fact that it's entertainment, too. I got to be honest with you. Now, you got a brand new Christmas song out called Santa's Got a Dirty Job that you did with John Rich. It bumped out Adele from the world's most downloaded songs. Are you going to be going on tour every Christmas like Burl Ives did with this song?
Well, John wants to. He says he's never seen anything like it. You know, it's the most downloaded song in the world right now. And it was a total accident. You know, I was on his show. He was interviewing me about Dirty Jobs coming back. And he said, Mike Rowe, you know, he's got a dirty job. Santa Claus has got a dirty job. And I laughed and I said, yeah, I guess he does. You know, reindeer kicking mud up in his face and chimneys, you know, soot and everything. He went to the bathroom during a commercial break and wrote the chorus to the song, played it for me on his iPhone a few seconds later. And I said, you know what? That's pretty good. And we wrote a couple verses real quick. Then he called the Oak Ridge Boys. Then we went into a studio in Nashville. And 3 days later, this thing is getting airplay. And then he called. He said, you're not going to believe it, Micro, but you're on top of Adele. Crazy song went to number one, and it stayed there. And so all the money goes to my charity and his charity. You're right. America's not having a great time right now. And we wanted to do a song that made people laugh and made people smile. And I think most people can relate to it. Any parent who's been Santa Claus knows that the fat man's got a dirty job. Yeah. No doubt about it.
And isn't it great working with the Oak Ridge Boys? They are terrific. I mean, not only great talent, but great guys to work with, aren't they?
They're the best.
Yeah.
And you know what? They did it for free. They were happy to do it.
Oh, I believe that.
You know, we're big fans of your show, and if this is for charity, you know, Richard Sturban came right in there singing that great bass line. It's a really fun song. I got to admit, it turned out better than I think anybody imagined.
Yeah, Richard was on the show. They're all great guys. Now, all the proceeds go to the Folds of Honor Foundation, which, by the way, provides scholarships for the children of fallen soldiers, and the Mike Rowe Works Foundation, which provides scholarships to those pursuing a skilled trade, which is great. And this Tennessee whiskey you had out there, named after your grandpa.
Yeah, look, I mean, I was doing everything I could this year just to celebrate Dirty Jobs coming back. And that show, of course, was dedicated to my granddad, Carl Noble. So Noble Tennessee Whiskey premiered earlier this week. It, too, was a fundraiser for MicroWork. And I figured we'd be able to sell it, you know, for the next few months. But we sold 12,000 bottles in 3 days.
Oh.
And people love it. And so we sold out. And I'm getting some more because I think this is going to be the best fundraiser that we ever did. My goodness, that business is complicated, and I had no idea how people were going to respond. If you want to get a pre-order in, it's out there. Noble Spirits, K-N-O-B-E-L was my pop's name.
Tell us about this podcast.
That started about 5 years ago. It was my homage to Paul Harvey, you know, just short five-minute mysteries, like the rest of the story. You might remember that old show.
Oh, sure.
But it's since turned into a TV show as well, and now it's an hour-long weekly podcast. And I just sit down and I talk to people I find interesting, people I think you should know. And it's turned into a thing, too. I mean, like I said, I'm having a pretty good month. I got a song, I got a whiskey, I got a podcast, yeah. I got Dirty Jobs coming back. Things could be worse, Ron.
Yeah, you're flying high. There's no question about it. Out of all of these dirty jobs that you had, what was the worst? This show.
This, yeah, that's what, right now. I'm going to take a shower as soon as I hang up with you. You know, it's tough to beat, like, shark suit tester. You know, any time the job involves getting bit by a shark on purpose, you can't help but wonder if maybe, you know, you made some bad choices. Opal mining is incredibly claustrophobic. Tower hand, you know, these guys who work on the top of radio towers.
Oh.
If you're, forget it, man, you're literally half a mile in the air.
Yeah.
Just standing on these little tiny, window washing in Hawaii when you sit on these bosun's chairs and you rappel over the sides of these giant skyscrapers. Horrifying, you know. But I guess, you know, I'll go with replacing a ruptured lift pump in a wastewater treatment plant. That's probably the worst because anytime you have to swim through human excrement to replace a motor, you're going to start questioning your career choices.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
You need to get a double. You know, all the big actors now have doubles. You know, double, yeah. Please, for Mr. Rowe. Well, Mike, congratulations on the return of the show. I hope that you come back and join us again. If I enjoy what you do on television and everything else, and I urge everybody to go out and get Santa's Got a Dirty Job, great holiday song to have playing while you're having Christmas dinner. And again, the new season of Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe is going to be premiered Sunday, January 2nd, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Discovery, and then streaming on Discovery Plus. Mike, it's been a pleasure having you here, my friend. Please join us again, okay?
Ron, I guarantee I will.
The man who's taken more showers than anybody else in the world, Mike Rowe. Thanks, Mike. Happy holiday to you.
See ya.
Okay.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Mike Rowe has been our guest. That's a great show. So we're going to pause for a second, but there is more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And here's one of Mike Rowe's songs.
I once had a whiskey made for me back in a place called Tennessee. The taste was grand, so I agreed to call my whiskey Noble. Soon may the nobleman come to bring a bottle for everyone. One day when the waiting is done, we'll take a drink and go. Now Noble was me granddad's name, working hard his claim to fame, and so I proudly did proclaim my whiskey in his honor.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated and told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Saying around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. The 2022 holiday spending season makes more than a third of Americans want to cry. That's not the time of the year you're supposed to do that. And the holiday shopping season is here, but it's always stressful and expensive, and that these high inflation rates and the market uncertainty. According to Credit Karma, 39% of consumers report that they're unable to afford gifts this Christmas, and another 69% say they plan on taking on debt to finance their holiday shopping, which is only going to come come back to bite him after the first of the year. Joining us right now, the Chief People, Places, and Publicity Officer at Credit Karma, Colleen McCreary. Hi, Colleen. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
These are some staggering figures. What do we do?
Right. Part of this is just being very thoughtful about the holidays. And what we recommend is to start out by one of the most boring things around. We want you to make a budget. Really, all you want to do is think about kind of what money you have available to spend. We recommend something called the 50-30-20 plan. 50% of your money should go to your essentials, rent, mortgage, insurance. 30% are in this fun category, so that would be like holiday shopping, dining out, traveling, vacations, and then 20% really should go into these either paying down debt or savings. And if you start with that budget and then you make a list of everybody that you're shopping for, you can at least start to feel like you have some control of the process.
Children, they don't understand budgeting. Child at 6 years old wants something, they think, well, I want to have it. You can reason a little bit more with adults because they're probably in the same predicament that you are in. And then, of course, you have impulse buying, where somebody sees something, they're going to buy you an expensive present, and all of a sudden, you're in that competition.
Focus on one or two key gifts that we can give to kids. Somebody's purchasing more, they're spending more. I think you have to have an honest conversation about yourself, about what you're trying to do in the holidays. Instead of potentially buying the biggest thing or something for everybody, maybe in that family conversation, you save everybody the time and hassle by saying, like, hey, we're going to pick a name out of the hat, and each one of us is going to buy for a certain number of people in the family, and we're going to really limit for all of us.
Let's talk about the leverage deals.
You want to be thinking ahead a little bit about how your money that you're spending on gifts can work for you. We at Credit Karma have a checking and savings product. It gives you cash back rewards. So as you're shopping and purchasing, they will actually give you some money back to do that. There's a site called Rakuten that gives you not just the cash back reward, but will give you the coupon codes as you're shopping to get discounts. There's a site called Honey. It's just in your browser. It just pops up as you're naturally shopping and says, hey, did you know that there's a coupon code? There's free shipping for this.
If someone wants to learn more about what we're talking about, where should they go?
There are plenty of places. Even the government has offers for consumer financial credit advisors who can help you sort of look at all of your payments. There's actually a lot of services, both at the local level, state level, and even the, you know, sort of national level to do that. And the other thing is, what we're finding is a lot of consumers are really struggling to make ends meet and even buy food. Your local food bank is a really great place to get some assistance in signing up for programs that will put a little extra money in your pocket.
Colleen, what is the website in case we do want to go to it?
You can head to creditkarma.com, and we'll have a wealth of tools available for you right there.
Colleen McCreary, a consumer advocate and the Chief People, Places, and Publicity Officer at Credit Karma. Thanks, Colleen, for a lot of great information. Don't get stressed out and backed into a corner because of holiday shopping, and I appreciate the information.
Great. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Happy holiday if I don't talk to you before, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
That's information that you just need to heed and get yourself in so much trouble if you don't really set up a budget and follow it. That's the tough part. The premier toy master is joining us. She's on radio. She's on television. She's going to have a hit record. She's going to make a movie. She's going to go on Broadway. She's going to do everything. Joining her. Elizabeth Warner is here. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you, dear?
I love you, Ron. That is so funny. And I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
You've got to be one busy toy expert right now because of the season.
Yes. We'll start right off Paw Patrol. This is one of the most watched shows by our little ones. Every year they've got that magical big item that all the kids want, and this year it's the Big Rig Truck Stop Headquarters. This is an actual playset. When you lift a center control room, it transforms into a 3-foot-wide, huge playset. This playset can hold all six of the pups and their vehicles, a car wash, a place for them to, like, pump up their gas. This is truly a magical item. Check it out. It's called Big Rig Truck Stop Headquarters. Now, one other one, Ron, that falls in the everybody must play and have fun category, and it's called the Air Hog Flippin' Frenzy. They create remote control items that fly in the sky. Like, this year, they come out with the Flippin' frenzy. So when you look at it, it's got a red vehicle on the top, super cool looking, looks like a muscle car. If it flips over, which it will, it goes forwards, it goes backwards, it does 360s, but it also has a special arm on it. That arm will put the car into what we call flip and frenzy mode, and it starts flipping all over the place. This is a dream come true item.
Love trucks.
Let me tell you this. Monster Jam, right? Monster Jam is so huge in the States and around the world. Millions of people attend Monster Jam live events all year round. Well, this is the Monster Jam garage. Picture 4 feet wide, 2 feet high, enough space to hold up to 25 Monster Jam trucks. We've got ramps. We've got things to help the trucks flip. We've got an elevator that helps move the trucks to different levels. Sides of this, 360 degrees around this 4-foot by 2-foot monster garage. It's a full-blown playset. Cat's meow if you love trucks. It's made by Spin Master and recommended for our little ones as early as age 3. Ron, we're all asking how to get our kids off of devices, put down the electronics.
Right.
If you have something creative on, you would be amazed how fast they drop those tablets to come and sit down. By the way, when we sit down and craft together, we talk together. It's bonding. Well, I brought today the Kinetic Sand Swirl and Fry. Now, Kinetic Sand is this gorgeous, delicious sand. As you touch it, it feels so magical in your hands. This comes with what looks like a little pottery wheel. It's enclosed. It comes with 2 pounds of sand, red, blue, green, and yellow. Our kids are going to drop the sand into this little pottery wheel and push a button. It will begin to spin. Well, as it begins to spin, they will create a disc-like shape with all of the colors. It almost looks tie-dyed, reds, blues, yellows, and greens. Once they're done, they'll pop that out, and then we have all of these sand pools to squish and slice and scoop and mold and top. They're going to be able to create anything they imagine. It's by far the most hands-on approach to kinetic sand art ever. You know, Ron, this time of year, I just want to remind parents to take some time to put their phones down and play with their kids, because that is what creates those memories that last a lifetime. And these items are all going to help you do that.
And between now and Christmas, Elizabeth will be on several times on our show. So if you miss some of the ideas now, you'll catch them in the future. Elizabeth, I enjoy this time of the year because you're excited all the time. But this time of the year, you have an extra twinkle in your voice.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much. I wish everyone a very happy beginning to all of the fun holidays coming, and I can't wait to speak with you again.
It's a deal. Elizabeth Warner has been our guest. She is the lady in the toy industry, and there's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
But people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That's a wrap on Ron Zedgy Today. I want to thank you for joining us, and I also want to thank our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include actress Vicki Lawrence, Chumlee from Pawn Stars, also actress and author Mary Lou Henner, Ray Charles Jr., the son of the great Ray Charles, talking about his book about his father, You Don't Know Me, named after the great song that Ray not only wrote but sang, the Dirty Jobs guy, Mr. Dirt, Mike Rowe, and Colleen McGreery, Elizabeth Warner. Now, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live. All across the USA and around the world with Ron Zedgy Today. And until then, I'm Ron Zedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.